This is Fresh Air. Our jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review of a new album from trombonist Ray Anderson. Anderson first attracted attention in the late 70s when he played in a quartet led by composer and saxophonist Anthony Braxton. Anderson now leads his own groups and plays with the art funk band The Slickaphonics. He's usually considered an avant-gardist, but his last album was a set of jazz standards, and his latest album bridges the old and the new.
When the jazz avant-garde blossomed in the 1960s, some critics wrote that the unruly swarming of free jazz horns resembled the kind of improvising one heard in New Orleans traditional bands. The parallel was well-intentioned. It was meant to show that free music was an extension of the jazz tradition, not a break from it. And that last point is true. But on closer inspection, free jazz polyphony really didn't have much in common with the hierarchy of horns in Dixieland bands. In traditional groups, trumpet, clarinet, and trombone each had a specific assigned function. Free jazz horn players seldom observed such formal restraints. But now, trombonist Ray Anderson attempts to unite old and new jazz on his album It Just So Happens, recorded for Enja. For half the album, Anderson assembled a Dixie-like sextet with Stanton Davis on trumpet, Perry Robinson on clarinet, and Bob Stewart on tuba. The resulting sound might be called fake Dixieland. The horn parts have been written out to loosely emulate older models. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Jelly Roll Morton worked a similar vein in the 1920s. A good example of Anderson's fake Dixieland is his calypso, Raven's Jolly Jump Up. The other half of Ray Anderson's new album features a more streamlined quartet with Mark Dresser on bass, Ronnie Barrage on drums, and Stanton Davis on trumpet. But regardless of setting, as a soloist, Ray Anderson may come closer to old New Orleans values than any other young horn player in modern jazz. The early Louisiana jazzmen, like clarinetist Johnny Dodds, played crudely and out of tune, while younger musicians reviving the old style tend to display more polish. But in cleaning up their act, those later players have lost some of the power their elders wrung from crudely drawn musical lines. If you want a visual analogy to the old-timers' mix of the raw and the profound, think of the paintings of Jackson Pollock. Like an early jazz man, Ray Anderson exploits the trombone's potential for playing in the cracks between the notes of a scale. He uses a plunger mute for wah-wah effects and plays greasy slurs and deliberately out-of-tune notes to broaden his expressive range. On a Caribbean-tinged version of Edith Piaf's La Vie en Rose, Anderson constructs an elegant statement from just such ungainly materials. Thank you. To some listeners, Anderson's trombone will sound as pleasing as chalk scraped across a blackboard. Some people don't like Jackson Pollock either. But this is a century of rough grace in the arts. As Ray Anderson's echoes of early jazz remind us, such crafty primitivism has been a part of our artistic heritage for almost 100 years.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat, Cadence, and Jazz Times. He reviewed Ray Anderson's new album, It Just So Happens, on the Angel label.